This is the Miracle Zone. Welcome. I'm Mikhail Oshin, and I'm your guide here in the Miracle Zone. Thanks for being here. Today's sponsor is SaratogaOshin.com. That's SaratogaOshin.com. And the amazing Create Your Own Miracles course, which is the root of the Miracle Zone. So, and I can also be contacted at resultsvelocity.com. That's where you can message, that's where you can email me, make suggestions for the show, and so on. So, without any further delay, let's get into this show. So today, I'm going to talk about raising your vibration, which is very important when it comes to creating whatever you want in life. And that's your frequency. And that's everything in the universe vibrates at a certain frequency. And so we're talking about your frequency, your personal frequency. And one way to evaluate that frequency is, how do you feel? If you feel low and down and dark, you need to do something to raise up your frequency. If you're feeling happy and exuberant and full of life and optimism, you're doing really well with your frequency. It doesn't mean you can't raise it higher. It just means your thoughts and the way you feel are in alignment and in that realm of life. So, as one particular method for raising your frequency, it is actually reading and participating, listening to music, listening to things that raise the vibration of your thoughts. And one of my favorite ways to do that is to read inspired things. So today I'm going to read to you a very special article that I enjoy very much. And it is from the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And this is chapter 7 called Serenity. And so I'm going to read it now to you. So sit back. Put your feet up if you can. Unless you're driving, of course, pay attention, but just listen and relax your mind. So here we go. Again, this is called Serenity. It's a beautiful thing. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. A man becomes calm in the measure that he understands himself as a thought-evolved being. For such knowledge necessitates the understanding of others as the result of thought. And as he develops a right understanding and sees more and more clearly the internal relations of things by the action of cause and effect, he ceases to fuss and fume and worry and grieve and remains poised, steadfast, serene. The calm man, having learned how to govern himself, knows how to adapt himself to others, and they, in turn, reverence his spiritual strength and feel that they can learn from him and rely upon him. The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater is his success, his influence, his power for good. Even the ordinary trader will find his business prosperity increase as he develops a greater self-control and equanimity, for people will always prefer to deal with a man whose demeanor is equable. The strong, calm man is always loved and revered. He is like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land, or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines, or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene, and calm. That exquisite poise of character, which we call serenity, is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowering of life, the fruitage of the soul. It is precious as wisdom, more to be desired than gold, yeah, than even fine gold. How insignificant mere money-seeking looks in comparison with a serene life, a life that dwells in the ocean of truth. Beneath the waves, beyond the reach of the tempest, in the eternal calm. How many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that is sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers, who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. It is a question whether the great majority of people do not ruin their lives and mar their happiness by lack of self-control. How few people we meet in life who are well-balanced, who have that exquisite poise, which is characteristic of the finished character. Yes, humanity surges with uncontrolled passion, is tumultuous with ungoverned grief, is blown about by anxiety and doubt. Only the wise man, only he whose thoughts are controlled and purified, makes the winds and the storms of the soul obey him. Tempest-tossed souls, wherever you may be, under whatsoever conditions ye may live, know this: in the ocean of life, the isles of blessedness are smiling, and the sunny shore of your ideal awaits your coming. Keep your hands firmly upon the helm of thought. In the bark of your soul reclines the commanding master. He does but sleep. Wake him. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto your heart, peace be still. I hope you enjoyed that piece by James Allen from the book As a Man Thinketh. Highly recommend the book. It's a little tiny thing. It's very easy to read. So once again, I'm gonna step back into my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm gonna give you another Sunshine Superman track right now. Now, I hope you enjoyed that Beatles tune. I tell you, I have lots of fun with the musical portion of my podcast. It really brings back the memories, and I hope you're able to connect with the memories of your own and enjoy these tunes as I pull them out of my personal Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's what Sunshine Superman's all about. Sometimes I'll play more music, sometimes I'll play a little bit less, but nevertheless, I always have some kind of a track coming in or out. So I hope that you like that. Okay, so that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The reason, again, for the Serenity piece that I read from As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen, was the importance of keeping your thoughts, okay, at a higher frequency or higher vibration. When you're trying to create anything, whatever you want in life, It's really important. You know, people talk about taking the high road and that sort of thing. That hints at what I'm talking about in terms of high frequency and high vibration. There's a lot more to say about that in terms of the art of creation and creating the life you want. And that's what Create Your Own Miracles is all about. And that is the amazing program by our sponsor, SaratogaOcean.com and ResultsVelocity.com. You can visit either of those web pages and connect with Create Your Own Miracles and find out all about it. It is absolutely the most extraordinary moonshot 10x thinking possibility on the planet. So I highly encourage you. It doesn't cost anything to look, but it does cost something to buy. So please look at it. Be inspired. Allow yourself to truly, okay, stand with your deepest desires in life and take a step in the direction of making that actually happen for yourself. Whether you do that with our program, Create Your Own Miracles, or you can also, okay, you can connect with me at ResultsVelocity.com. Mikhail Ocean, there's a tab on that site where you can apply for a free 45-minute coaching session where I give a formula for happiness. It's an alignment formula. It's fabulous. And we can begin the discussion in person in that session. So after this podcast, go to that website, click on apply, fill out that application, and submit it. And if you don't want that, if you don't want a free session to find out where you need better alignment in your life, that's okay. Do go to the website, SaratogaOcean.com, and find Create Your Own Miracles and read all about it. Same thing at ResultsVelocity.com. So that's the show for today. My parting words is free to love and free to create. Until next time, my friends, Mikhail Ocean. Take care. See you soon.